Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Every time I have somebody on like Dr. Glidden, we could just take calls for hours. And we'll do that in the future. We'll do like 2 hours of calls of people's positive stories from nutrition and things like that versus the medical establishment, and it's just incredible. We don't screen your calls, as you know. We just open them up, you can call in. You know, sometimes we have a specific topic we're on, but that's only occasional. I want to go to Marshall in Oklahoma right now, listening on XM channel 166. You're on the air, sir. Thank you for holding.
Thanks for taking my call. I regard both of y'all very highly. My question is, my sister-in-law just got out of medical school. She's in her last year of residency. And we haven't been giving our daughter vaccinations. And she acts like we're horrible parents for that. And her response is she shows us, you know, what measles does and what the effects of all these diseases.
Oh, really?
And
shove in her face the San Francisco Chronicle 2 months ago, where they had to begrudgingly admit, after we'd already reported on it, that almost all the new whooping cough cases were of the vaccinated. Look, Bill Gates just gave 46,000 plus people polio with the vaccine. They just call it something else. I mean, it's a joke. What would you say to this new doctor who's on such a power trip, Dr. Glidden?
Well, you know, this is the thing. You can't fix stupid. And, you know, trying to convince an MD who's fresh out of medical school that there is another alternative or that one aspect of their therapeutics are wrong and not working, it's a fool's errand. It's never going to work. It's like trying to convince a slave owner that slaves are people and not animals. It's not going to work. I would just move on. Don't worry about it. Go tell her to pound sand. That's what I would do.
Well, but, you know, they're also pushing, Doc, to make people take shots now. And
Yeah. And they're also pushing us to have mandatory health insurance, right? Are you kidding me? So they're going to make us, it's going to be a law to make us buy insurance to gain access to a system of medicine that doesn't work. You've got to be kidding me.
What about how they're United forcing States chemotherapy on people now? I mean, it's a total
tyranny. Don't even get me started. Chemotherapy I'm going to pull up the reference. I think it was 1994, the Journal of Clinical Oncology. They did a 12-year study on adults who developed cancer and were treated with chemotherapy. It was published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology, and here were the results. 97% of the time, chemotherapy does not work. It doesn't work. That was published in the Journal of Clinical Oncology. Now, can somebody please tell me why chemotherapy clinics are popping up like dandelions? Because
they're killing us. They're murdering us. Listen, listen.
For-profit industry.
They know, Doc, you know my research in eugenics. Have you found that this is a premeditated program?
Well, there's evidence to support that fact, Alex. I'm not sure that they're that smart. I think that there might be a cadre of people involved at the top that was their intention.
No, exactly. No. The low level are just compartmentalized, not even thinking. I agree, yeah.
I agree with you there.
Well,
yeah,
all I
mean,
know
when
is...
When you look at the numbers, I mean, if it looks like a duck, sounds like a duck, flies like a duck, it's probably a duck.
But it doesn't matter. I was looking at statistics where many pediatric cancers are up 10,000% from 1950. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, while MDs have been driving the bus, Alzheimer's has risen from obscurity to the sixth leading cause of death. Now one out of 88 kids are autistic. 30%, there's been a 30% increase in childhood obesity. Blood pressure is through the roof. Type 2 diabetes is going through the roof. Our life expectancy is going down, all because we go to MDs. Stop it. Get educated about medical nutrition, folks. You do not know what you're missing.
And it's simple. Get Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, other products at InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. Thank you so much, Dr. Glidden. We'll definitely have you back up very soon. Wow.
Thanks so much, Alex. It's always a pleasure. You keep up the good work, buddy.
I'll try. Wow, that was powerful. Jill Skousen, coming up, the origins of Mayday and the commies.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us. It is May Day. And if you've studied May Day, or you can go to the mainline history of May Day, in Europe, it was a druidic ritual day. And it goes back to pre-Christian times, and then the Jacobins, the French Revolution, the Illuminati, the real Illuminati, that's in the history books, they picked it up as their big holiday, and when the big banking houses funded it, as a way to bring in a new form of feudalism or serfdom to bring down the old nation state and the monarchies and bring in this absolute Illuminati rule, that became the communist holiday. And we saw Vladimir Putin and all the rest of them today marching, and Obama's talking about how great it is, and they captured the Easter Bunny, or killed the Easter Bunny bin Laden on this day a year ago. And if you believe that, you believe Santa Claus comes down the chimney. So I thought how perfect it was. Joel Skousen was going to come in to talk about the state of politics in the world and things like that. But I thought, oh my gosh, let's call him before he gets here. He's in studio. Let's call him before he gets here and let's talk about communism, May Day, how the ultra-rich want socialism and communism.
That doesn't make sense to people on the surface, but Carol Quigley at Georgetown, Bill Clinton's mentor, he wrote they want communism, fascism, socialism to consolidate control. They want to merge these different systems. They want to play kind of a right-wing fascism off against a communism. But really, at the end of the day, you end up getting this synthesis that's the same thing. And, of course, he has published really the Bible on strategic relocation. I've done research into it. Amazing information. Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, third edition, available at Infowars.com. And, of course, we shot a hour and a half interview a few weeks ago that's gone viral on the web that I titled Secrets of Survival with Joel Skousen. Of course, his uncle wrote multiple best-selling books, but the big one was The Naked Communist that I remember being on the bookshelf at my grandfather's house. And I remember actually seeing my dad reading it when I was a child. And then all these years later, we realized how important that book was. But now we've learned even more. So, again, why do we see Warren Buffett calling for higher taxes? Why do we see Bill Gates? Well, Warren Buffett's the biggest recipient of bailout money. So it's a very simple equation. They want socialism and communism, socialism into communism, to shut down their competition. They are exempt from the laws they pass, and they get your money in corporate welfare and corporate contracts. And I should add one final point, most important. They can selectively enforce all that. Hey, carbon taxes, but all the insiders, they're exempt. National health care, but thousands of companies that are insiders, they're exempt. It's unfair trade advantages. So they want tyranny, but only for you and only when they feel like it. The essence of corruption is unjust weights and measures. And so that's what this system is. And a complexity of Agenda 21, all these regions, all of this, these committees, regional government, political correctness, hate speech, it's all directly out of the Soviet Union model, which came from the West. And Joseph McCarthy, this has since been leaked by the Russians, and the New York Times years ago had to admit, oh, McCarthy was right when he came out and said that there was a communist conspiracy, but they destroyed him at the point that he came out and said, oh my gosh, the elites in the West are actually in bed with them. That's when they destroyed him. If they could use the Red Scare to take basic liberties, that was great. Okay, and build up the police state here. But as soon as he discovered how deep the rabbit hole went, they destroyed him. Now, Joel, you can correct any of those points if you disagree with it or expand on it, but give us on this May Day basically how the bankers operate, how they work, what you've expanded on from your late uncle, Cleon Skousen, and where we currently are in this dialectic.
My introduction to this whole field was through Cleon's Naked Communist. I remember reading it as a teenager and being shocked at the amount of information about how the government actually facilitated communist governments coming to power. And so my uncle and many others at that time, early on in pre-Goldwater movement, really came to the conclusion the real threat was the communist powers. And everything we were fighting against was against communism, but it wasn't that way. Later on, my uncle found out that it was, in fact, capitalists colluding with communists. He wrote the book The Naked Capitalist, which was the critique of Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope. It suddenly got him a lot of flack because anytime the establishment didn't want Carol Quigley to write that book. But he did. In fact, they shut down the last edition after he died, wouldn't let his wife republish that. But that's the real story about communism, not only its rise, but the left or the West facilitating that. Went even back before the communist revolution. Lenin was kept in relative luxury in Germany by Western powers paying the bills and keeping him in reserve. When the 1917 revolution in Russia happened, the Kerensky regime came in because the Bolsheviks were losing. They came in to produce a coalition government, as they always do, to have a ceasefire so that the West could then systematically deny arms to the White Russian army and feed arms to the Bolsheviks. And that's why the Bolsheviks eventually won.
And by the way, that's all been now released and admitted. And I even saw History Channel where the old CIA section chief admitted our government did indeed put Mao into power and send rifles without the firing pins to Chiang Kai-shek. I mean, it's all on record.
That's right. And then eventually they cut off all arms to Chiang Kai-shek. Now, this was George Catlett Marshall, who was the one who controlled Eisenhower in the Supreme Allied Command. He was the one who directed Eisenhower as a good yes man to Operation Keel Haul, to starve out 2 million German prisoners. A lot of tragedies occurred in World War II. A lot of war crimes occurred in World War II, bombing of civilians purposely to induce Hitler to bomb London. Hitler never would have bombed London had it not been for Churchill deciding we've got to provoke him, and so we're going to firebomb the Ruhr. And that's what triggered Hitler finally to take on. But there's been so much in history that it isn't covered in today's history. Some of the most egregious examples of the globalist and American government fomenting communist revolutions happened in Vietnam. They used to use the model of having a coalition government in Laos, for example, and in especially where Laos fell because they forced a coalition government upon the forces that were beating the anti-communists. And then once they forced them into a coalition government, cut off military supply again, give power to the communists, and then they run through and kill the rest of the people. We had a terrible tragedy happen in Cuba, of course, where we found that the CIA actually gave arms and ammunition to Castro. Then they vilified Batista. They published through Herbert Matthews. They always have a patsy within the CIA-controlled reporter in the New York Times. It used to be Drew Pearson from Washington Post, later on by Jack Anderson, until he kind of repented and tried to get out of the system. That's a different story. But they also did that same model against Anastasio Somoza, one of the most pro-free market, pro-Western people in Nicaragua and Central America, and they crucified that guy. In fact, they finally, after they had given arms to the Sandinistas and allowed them to control Nicaragua, they promised Anastasio Somoza that he'd have a free pass if he'd give up power, set him up in Paraguay, and then allowed them to kill him. So there's a tremendous amount of bad blood among many people in Latin America against the betrayals of the American government. Tried to do the same thing in El Salvador. It more or less didn't work. I was a political advisor down there. Our own State Department people were the ones that were, in fact, trying to stop us. I was a political advisor to the Arena Party under Roberto Dabizón. And even though he was kind of corrupt and later sold out, the people under him that support him, the so-called oligarchs of Latin America, were in fact true patriots, very, very good, high-class people, really understood what the battle was about. But I remember the ambassador telling me when I was complaining about the evidence and the help that they were giving to the revolutionaries there in El Salvador. And what we were trying to do, I was naive at that time, trying to set up an American-style democracy, an American-style republic, actually, under our constitutional aegis, with the Arena Party. And they said, look, you can have any government in El Salvador you want, but it can't mimic the U.S. Constitution. We don't want it. You can't have it. And sure enough, about a month after that, a big, well-heeled Salvadoran came in with a lot of money. The Arena Party was small before that, was always lacking funding, and he came in with a big load of cash and offered it to them if they'd give him a major position in the party. And from that major position, they ended up eroding the ideological base of the Arena Party, turned it into a mainstream Republican Party, started compromise, won the election, but they never did overturn the socialist direction of the country because of those compromises. So this is the way that the government works. Now, when Cuba happened, what was interesting about the documentation in Cuba is that the ambassador to Cuba was a friend of General Eisenhower, very, very close friend. He was a strong anti-communist, and he got very upset when he found out how Batista was being undermined, when the State Department was cutting off the arms to him in order to make sure that Cuba or Castro could win. He called Eisenhower on the phone and he said, Dwight, you know, something's not wrong here. We're getting the wrong information out of the State Department. He said, well, go to the State Department, go up to the fourth floor, which was this hotbed of communists, and find out what's going on. So Ambassador Earl Smith comes back to the United States, goes up to the fourth floor of the State Department, and he finds out that the top people who are not communists are protecting the communists in the State Department. He wanted them removed. They refused to do that. He documented it in his book, Knife in the Heart of, I'm trying to think what it, Anyway, it was a very, very good book on the entire betrayal of Cuba that happened from our own State Department.
We've got to go to break. Why do the ultra-rich want to put communism in places? I want to explain that dialectic and that synthesis on the other side. Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
This is the end.
DHS to release bacteria in Boston subway system. You can't make that up. That's breaking at InfoWars.com right now. We'll cover that more before the hour ends. Also on the nightly news tonight, FBI arrest anarchists in a Cleveland bomb plot. You see, they have to create the idea of a threat, so they create Al-Qaeda, then they fund it, then they protect it. The Al-Qaeda groups actually, in some cases, fund real terrorists who really even believe in what they're doing or are just criminals. And it's the same thing with communism. You've got to create the threat, take the liberties in the name of responding to that threat, that actually moves you closer to being like what you're trying to fight. You become evil because, well, we've got to break the rules to defeat the evil. And this is part of the more sophisticated system, and it goes back to the Rothschilds and others, where they would just fund all sides in a war. They had European conflicts where there'd be two or three, four different factions sometimes, and the big banks would fund it all. And Carol Quigley, in his book, Bill Clinton's mentor, he was allowed access to the documents where the elite admitted all this. He thought it was a great system. He was proud of it. He wanted to talk about it. And then Joel Skousen's uncle wrote about it, gave it a lot of attention, and here we are today. And I think that's one reason we have a jump on these people at a certain level is because of your uncle and Ron Paul and G. Edward Griffin and countless others who for 30, 40, 50, 60 years have been out there exposing this, and myself now for 17. But only if we point out that we were right and explain the nature of the threat. This is a short segment. We'll continue into the next long segment. But you can keep giving examples of this. And if you're a new listener, folks, go look up everything he's saying. It's all on record now. I mean, I knew this a long time ago, but when I saw on History Channel the CIA section chief, you know, doing an interview from the time in 49, he was very elderly in the interview, and they admitted, oh, yeah, we put Mao in power, like it was funny. Mao killed between 64 and 80-plus million people. They debate that. The Chinese say 80-plus mil. He says, you know, the CIA says 60-something. But, I mean, Joel, again, why? Who are the elites? Why do they want this? What is the larger plan? How do they plan to merge this? What's the end game?
Well, let me first comment on the dialectic itself, because that's where we left off. The dialectic is crucial to their power, because if left to its own devices, history will inexorably drift towards more liberty. People continue to resist tyranny. Most people are good in life. It takes a concerted few to manipulate and keep those people from gaining liberty. The dialectic that is creating a boogeyman, creating a real enemy like China and Russia, allows them to destroy nations from afar with an arm's length transaction. It allows them to get rid of certain countries. It allows them to stop the liberty movement. And as you said, then replace it with a globalist, which is a phony.
They always make revolution against corruption and fascism communist as if that's the only form of resistance.
That's right. Now, the end game of this, of course, is to eventually get us into a globalist world government. And that's why it took one war, one major war, the First World War, in order to start this international process, the League of Nations. That failed miserably. Tremendous amount of anti, and very intelligent. If you read the arguments against the League of Nations, these people were very well informed at the time. And Wilson even let it out in his dying days that he, in fact, was snookered.
A lot of people think he was poisoned. He wrote a letter and said, oh, my gosh, the banks have taken over. I've sold out to a foreign power, basically.
Yeah, that's right. World War II got them a lot further. They were talking in their written language about the United Nations 3 years before it was actually created. So you know they were operating under a globalist agenda before the United Nations was put into power. But World War II got them the world government beginnings, but it didn't have any military power. And I believe that that's where the end game is. This next Third World War that they're planning, where Russia and China, that they built up for many, many years, will finally attack the West, is being prepared, it's being planned, and it's being covered up. That is, the threat is being covered up by the powers to be so that we can finally get people in the depths of a nuclear attack to finally give all power to the government who are leading.
And that's why they give the Panama Canal that we built. Just y'all here have it. That's why we give the inland ports to the communist Chinese. What do you make? Because I've confirmed this has been done covertly since Clinton, at least. But now they admit Russian Spetsnaz training to basically seize control of key installations inside the U.S.
Well, this is a suicide philosophy. You've got to remember that the Russians have always been very reluctant to attack the United States. Even with disarmament, the Russians still suspect that we're hiding a lot of weapons, and we are hiding a lot of high-tech weapons. Trouble is our government doesn't intend to pull those out and use those to protect us. They intend to reserve those till after the attack so that then they can prosecute this Third World War against Russia and win it for the New World Order, not for American sovereignty.
Stay there. Let's explain this. You can see it. That's why I agree with a lot of what you're breaking down. It's one of the main programs they're following. That everything is an infrastructure for after an attack. And you think we're fascists now. Imagine we lost 150 million Americans, but the new America rose. I mean, it is going to be bad. And I wonder if even talking about it will stop the Russians and others from taking part. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Key Information straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Joel Skousen is our guest in studio. He, of course, is a former Marine Corps fighter pilot from the Vietnam era, has an amazing bio. You can learn more about him at worldaffairsbrief.com, his website. He is the editor of that important analysis journal. We have links to that up at Infowars.com. I want to go over the Communist Manifesto, the 10 planks, a little bit, just to illustrate how close we've actually gotten to this and how both political parties push these ideas. But we were getting in to the synthesis. We were getting into an attack on the United States and how we're being prepared for this. And then there's going to be a below ground police state infrastructure for after. Undoubtedly, if you look at the amount of spending and funding and covert operations, underground base construction from what I've seen inside the United States and Canada to a certain extent is almost as big as all the other building by other countries around the world. The Russians, the Communist Chinese, they're all doing it as well. But the program for COG
is so massive, continuity of government. Here, everything is built around it. The Rand Corporation is obsessed with it. Dr. Strangelove is a satire piece by Stanley Kubrick on that, where they plan to take the whole civilization underground. The seed vaults, the DNA vaults, the elite behaving as if civilization won't be here soon, so they don't care what we say and what we do. World government now, more and more out in the open, but still they say you're crazy if you talk about it. Joel, I want to get into the 10 points of the Communist Manifesto with you and May Day and what's happening right now, but continue with the larger plan, the factions as you see them, and why you think Russian troops are here being trained.
It's very important that they overcome the natural resistance that the Russians and the Chinese communists have about attacking the United States. They have been fearful. They've been trying to get this war on the road. They thought initially it was going to happen before the year 2000. Here we are almost 12 years later, and it still hasn't happened. The Russians are scared stiff. The Russians also have a lot of internal problems. Part of that is manufactured in order to feign weakness before a strike, but frankly, very little works in the civilian sector. There's too many people who translate that to nothing works in the military sector as well, but that isn't true. The military sector is probably only about 10 points behind the United States in terms of sophistication. What they have, though, is a huge conventional structure of military equipment that once the initial high top end of any military is knocked out by the nuclear war, it's going to be mostly conventional. They got a tremendous advantage in conventional.
So a lot of power when it comes to a long slug out.
That's right. Same thing with the Chinese. They've, of course, got that backup, and they're going to be technologically in another 10 years up on par with the United States. So the problem has been, how did we induce the Russians to get off the stick and finally make this attack on the Russians?
Same thing like the West funding Hitler, Wall Street, the rise of Hitler. That was all a setup. I mean, they really want this. And they want to get it going in the next decade or so before China becomes superior.
Well, that's right. But there's an interplay there. We talked originally about some conservatives coming to the conclusion that the globalists are in bed with the communists. And this isn't exactly true. This comes from the Rowan Gaither quote, which was a piece of disinformation that Rowan Gaither, head of the Ford Foundation, gave to the congressional investigating chief who was investigating why they were always funding communism. And he gave them this lame excuse. They're trying to merge the two societies could merge peacefully. It wasn't true, but it led the Birch Society and others to the false conclusion.
What it is use the threat to sell a police state here to counter it, right?
And to induce, in other words, because the United States and globalists go over there and they play ball, they give them truck factories, they give them technology, it is incorrect to conclude that they're in collusion directly. For the same purposes. They're not. They're co-predators.
Well, that's like Hitler. It isn't that Hitler was a British agent, but it's on record they funded him because they wanted the new enemy, so they had an excuse to wreck Europe and take it over.
That's right. In fact, they had to induce Hitler to strike London. He always held out that England would join him in control.
He had that secret peace treaty. That's why he sent Rudolf Hess over to parachute him, going, I have the treaty. Yeah. And they're like, you're locked up in the tower, buddy. And by the way, that's all been released now. They admit that Hitler would bomb because he thought the Brits were like the supreme Aryans because they hadn't intermarried or what. I mean, this is what Hitler really said. He wouldn't bomb those populations. He would only bomb military bases. So they went, like you said, firebomb Berlin and stuff and other areas to try to get him angry to do it.
Firebomb the Ruhr.
The Ruhr. I mean, I'm going from memory. I just remember that whole.
That's right.
And how it was a plan of Churchill to, like, make him get angry.
Exactly. And so this is really criminal activity in the part of the West to induce this. But the end game is the fact that they know that there's this heritage of freedom, there's a heritage of constitutional law, which has been their nemesis for centuries in the United States. The only way to overcome that is to drive it out of people through war, and a war so catastrophic. Too many people keep asking me, as evidence against a conspiracy, why would these people ever destroy their country, which is giving them all the wealth and the power? And
9/11 was a mini beta test. Could they shell and overthrow the Republic off of an attack? Imagine what they can do off of a nuclear war or off of something really big.
A nuclear war is the mother of all terrorist attacks. And it's terrorism not because they're terrorists that are going to do this. It's because our government is going to allow it to happen, knows it's coming, covering for all the weapons development. It's interesting. You never see a yearly report from the Pentagon on the Russian threat. Never. Never happens. You do have one, a token report on the Chinese threat. And every single report downplays the threat after they've given...
I was about to say, why are they moving all those bases to the Pacific? Why did the Chinese president 3 months ago say, publicly, prepare for war with the U.S.? Unprecedented.
Yeah. Here's what I think the strategy and how this is going to play out. The Chinese are going to be allied. They are allied right now with Russia to start this war. Russia's going to take the lead. China will basically use some of its nuclear weapons as a backup. Russian nuclear weapons will use for the first strike. They're going to only hit the United States and UK and their nuclear bases. No cities except those where it can't be helped. I'm predicting about 15 U.S. cities are going to go down, be vaporized, but the rest of the nation will survive after some radiation fallout sickness.
Was that what 888 was, with Cheney and Georgia trying to go ahead and get the war then? Remember when Cheney, you know, had them roll in, you know, to northern Georgia and the Russians rolled nukes in and that whole fracas in 2008? The whole Georgian conflict, was that an attempt?
Oh, Georgia, that, you're talking about internationally. That's a little complex. It wasn't a prelude to this. What that was is... The globalists know that one of the things that will lead to war is the Russians will begin to use the millions of Russians that they've moved into the former Soviet states and the Baltics, use them as provocation to justify Russian militarism and going in to protect those people. They will create agent provocateurs just like Hitler did in the Sudetenland, Czechoslovakia,
Danzig.
Create attacks on the Russian people, then justify showing finally the new Russian military force moving in to protect those people. Georgia was one of those provocations that the U.S. handed the Russians so that they could begin that process. There will be others, but that was a first in the preserve the motherland people. Which will, and when I've told people in my World Affairs brief that one of the reasons you'll know that war is getting close is when Russia starts to move troops back in to the former Soviet states to protect Russian people. Now, I think the actual trigger for the war will be North Korea attacking South Korea, because that requires that the U.S. use nuclear weapons to stop it. There's no way you can stop North Korea.
And then China has a treaty.
And China has a treaty. And so if the U.S. can be induced to use nuclear weapons to stop a Chinese invasion of South Korea, which is overwhelming, we don't have enough troops. Our troops are being maintained there as cannon fodder so that we can get struck, we can get bloodied.
Pearl Harbor. Yeah.
And then, of course, China will then have an excuse to come in and use nuclear weapons in Russia, because we got to stop this first use by the United States of nuclear weapons, stop the bully of the world.
And Russia comes right over beside North Korea. They've got land right there. Let me expand to the south, you know, the whole Red Dawn scenario. I know there's been big inroads by Russia in Mexico and other areas of Latin America. What happens if there is this first strike, a stand down, and then all this takes place? Won't they try to, because I've already seen this with the Ford Foundation, the rest of it, again, handing it to Russia, the Ford Foundation and others hyping up this La Raza, La Reconquista, Aslan, Southwest. And I hear that from those groups, we're going to come with the commies and just pour right in up and then make that a racial type deal. I mean, how does that add into the constellation?
From what defectors, what information I've got from defectors from the former Soviet Union, they do not intend, neither Russia or China, to occupy initially. They want to use a preemptive nuclear strike to neutralize the United States and England, where the major nuclear powers.
And then start power grabbing other areas.
And then blackmail Europe into submission. They want to take Europe without a fight. Now, the globalists will make sure that they don't let the Europeans capitulate. They will then start a war. So the stage two is the Russians and Chinese still not wanting to invade, because that's a long way, you know, it's just suicide to start, just like Hitler, getting too far into Russia. Couldn't sustain that pipeline of military material. Russia and China aren't eager to try to do that. They're going to use surrogates in Latin America to come north to destabilize the United States. What they aren't counting on, of course, is the U.S. is planning to take this nuclear first strike to then feign completely being down to drum us into a militarized New World Order. It won't be the United Nations. They'll call it the League of Democracies. They'll exclude all the communist nations, as they should have in the beginning. They purposely let them all into the United Nations because they wanted to create conflict. as we've been talking about. What they aren't anticipating, though, is that the U.S. will bring out all of these high-tech weapons that they're hiding, give them, hand them out to Europe.
Because I've talked to Bob Bowman, and he can only talk about what they've leaked on accident. Star Wars was around in the 70s, and by 79, they had total decapitation systems with DU, Meteor Gun, Sabos, you know, robotic, basically satellites up there that have non-nuclear, but it's a meteor gun. It'll kill people a mile under the ground. It'll go right through a mountain. And they've got a lot of these. He said in the 70s, and he's a former head of Star Wars, they already had those up there. So there's undoubtedly a lot of secret technology.
There is. I've got confirmation of that as well. But they will still allow those first strikes to hit. And then they may limit additional strikes, but they want to make sure there's enough destruction in the United States to drive the American people into complete despair so that they throw down all their barriers and just say to the government.
Well, that's the same model as what 9/11 is. Take the attack, then invade a bunch of countries.
That's right. But this time, the attack is going to be on America. It's going to shock America. We aren't prepared for it. We've never expected America to be attacked. It will happen someday, I can guarantee people. And so, but In the long-term scenario, I think what happens, though, is that we'd never regain our country back in terms of liberty. But there will be bastions and pockets, because one of the things they do lose control of in a nuclear attack is they lose the continuity of government that they're preserving. I mean, it's still there, but it doesn't control all parts of the country.
Yeah, they've got the central systems.
They've got the central system. There's based in Washington, D.C., which is going to be fairly well destroyed.
And Colorado.
They've got Denver as one of the major centers. That's the major control. Now, I suspect that the New World Order is going to move into Denver after Colorado, or after Washington, D.C.
They pretty much already have. I mean, they visit their prostitutes in D.C.
Yeah. But ultimately, I think for the cause of liberty, it's going to be, and one of the reasons why I believe so much in strategic relocation, there are going to be pockets of resistance. And it's going to be noised about, and rumors will abound of people saying there's liberty here and there's liberty there and there's safety here, and people will start to migrate. Our greatest weakness, Alex, is that we're all spread out uniformly around the United States, and we don't have a majority anywhere. The free state movement tried to change that by moving into either Wyoming or New Hampshire. They chose New Hampshire, unfortunately, which is not in a strategic relocation. But the idea was to move in enough people to have a majority, and that always backfires. It had backfired to the Rajneesh that tried to move in and created a haven in Oregon. It backfired for the Mormons trying to move into Missouri and then Illinois. You know, people just say, hey, they're moving in. They're going to outvote us. Kick them out. Of course, the Mormons were anti-slavery, and so they got kicked out. The same thing's happened to the free state people. New Hampshire's building up an anti-movement. Chuck Baldwin's running into the same thing. The powers that be are able to inflame that Chuck Baldwin and these radical constitutional conservatives are coming in to take over Montana. And, to a certain extent, yeah, we want to take over in the name of liberty, but the establishment uses that to gain fear.
I don't think Montanans will be stupid, though. I mean, I think they're not going to buy that.
Well, we can't. It's not unilith. There is that old mining liberal corrupt mentality in Montana as well. And there is the typical apathetic majority, which can be talked in to demonizing someone as good as Chuck Baldwin. I'm not saying the cause is lost. I'm just saying you have to be very, very careful not to wave the old liberty flag in saying we're going to take over, because it backfires. But I think during war, what's going to happen is we are going to have pockets of liberty. People are going to be driven out of the major cities. There's no job to keep them there.
Well, it's already happening. I mean, I go to the store now, and it's going back to the land, going back to the frontier. Those magazines are everywhere, and people instinctively are buying guns and getting ready and racing to the countryside, even if it's in a haphazard way. That's why strategic relocation, available at Infowars.com, third edition just out, is so important. And the video, just type in Secrets of Survival, Joel Skousen, to watch the hour-and-a-half presentation. It's free online, folks, and very important. And Joel's here, by the way, to tape like a 2-hour special report to really get into it for folks, because this is so important. It'll be out for everybody in a few months here. But Joel, we're about to go to break. We're running out of time here. How will it add to things that we've been here beforehand warning, and that millions of guns, it was 1 million a month and 2 million, 1 month, 4 or 5 million. I mean, people are really, police, military, they all are really starting to wake up.
It helps, Alex, because people are getting preconditioned in their thinking of where safe places are, so that when they're not moving, most people aren't moving because they're stuck with their jobs in the big city. But when those are destroyed, When social unrest comes and drives them out, the job is no longer holding them back. Neither is family, neither is climate. They only think, where were those cities that Alex talked about that were safe? And they're going to start to migrate. On foot, on car, by hook and by crook, you're going to find a movement of people consolidating together, and we're going to end up with majorities of liberty-minded people in areas that will be able to resist this new world order that they're putting upon us.
Well, but I mean, what about being able to reverse this if enough people wake up to what's happening? Because I know the globalists are digging in for some type of mega death scenario.
But it has to be reversed in pocket.
What about the globalists just releasing race-specific bioweapons like Cheney talked about? I mean, I agree the scenario you talked about, the evidence is there. That's what the evidence shows. I know you've got some documents that back a lot of it up, but they've got, it seems like they've got other scenarios in the background as well.
It's true, but ultimately we have to depend on God balancing the issue. They could destroy us. They have these weapons and things, but somehow, you know, he doesn't help us an awful lot. We are always fighting against a wall. I think America is destined, because of the sins and the evils of the people, to take some tribulation, a severe, destruction. But out of that, there will be balance, and I think the Lord's going to manage that to keep, by his own principles, to allow...
That's what happens in history over and over again. Final segment with Joel Skousen straight ahead.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements, as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic, and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer.
But the fool on the hill sees the world spinning round.
Going down. And the eyes in it.
Strategic Relocation, excellent book. And it's important to think about all this because the elites are all digging in like it is going to be the end of the world. And I assure you, it's not the Mayan calendar. It's not Keebler elves on a Planet X coming to get us. It is nuclear war, chemical, biological. They're not building seed vaults and DNA vaults with, you know, guards and things for no reason. And I got Dick Cheney, you know, talking about how they need to use race-specific bioweapons. This is serious, and it needs to be discussed. It needs to be talked about. Also, DHS to release bacteria in Boston subway system. That's the top story in Infowars.com. That is extremely important. You've got all these martial law drills, but I don't see it as one big martial law. They're just phasing it in, getting everybody accustomed to a soft martial law, and pretty soon you're in a hard martial law. Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. This Chicago thing, NATO summit, they're at once fomenting it. They're probably going to move in protesters just so that they can justify.
Then they attack peaceful people instead of them. Yeah.
That's right. Then for the first time, they're going to start moving people out prior to it and say, you're either quarantined here or you leave.
Yeah, they said. At first it started the area right around. Now they're saying more, you got
to
go.
Yeah. And so they're getting ready to really get people used to having government come in and dictate where you will be, how you will move, and when you will move. It's a very, very bad precedent. But I agree with you. It's not going to mean martial law is imminent across the United States. These are pockets. These are practice martial law. They don't even have enough manpower to do a nationwide martial law. You won't see that till war comes, in my opinion.
Yeah, they're just beta testing. But then you've got like, oh, you can't leave the country if the IRS says so.
Exactly.
Unprecedented tyranny.
But not internationally. We saw that happen in South Africa. When it was clamping down, the ANC took over. Suddenly, don't let the whites leave, or at least if they want to leave, don't let them take their money. Same thing happened to Rhodesia, Zimbabwe, currency controls. We're starting to see that in terms of tax evasion, tax laws as the excuse for that. But they're aiming on making sure nobody can escape the country to avoid what's coming.
Wow. But then you go to other countries, when all this happens, it's going to be hellish there as well, because all of this is the backdrop of the Agenda 21, where they openly say they want to impoverish everybody.
Yes, a lot of people unfortunately think that the nice expat community in Costa Rica is living high on the hog and cheap, and therefore that's the solution. They don't realize that those countries are also controlled by globalists. If they say shut down the Americans, confiscate their bank accounts, it's going to happen overnight, and there are no legal protections, then there's no resistance except the expats there, and they're a tiny minority.
And you lived all over the world.
That's right. I've lived in Latin America and all of these countries, and I can tell you, there isn't anywhere in the world where you've got millions capable of resisting it.
But see, that's what's sad. I've studied history. I've been in different parts of the world. It's sad to be in a third world despotism with the police or thugs. And to see our system turning into that, it's painful to watch.
And this is a very important change that you mentioned, the transition to thugs. William Grigg Jr. documents every single week what I have a file. I'm just building a file from his and many others called Bad Cops. And it's just getting epidemic, the amount of ex-military type shaved heads, overweight, but thuggish in their mentality and just reaping terrible injustices on people. And the judges are backing them up. Normally, you would think you take these people, you have them filmed, you have them recorded, you take it to court. They just throw that evidence out. The judges are protecting thuggish behavior. And that's so that there are no penalties, so that you can continue to attract people of that mentality. That's the whole thing about why they hired mercenaries at much greater cost to replace U.S. military. They're building the future thugs that will take down America.
Well said, Joel. Well said. We're going to do a two-hour special on all of this. It's so important.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.